The NHL season is officially 1 week away. We're 1 week away from the real stuff. So Jerry, nice enough to join us. Jerry's percentages in about an hour. Kevin Weeks in just over half an hour. But we figured, being a week out, this show is all ultimately all about content. Like, that's how we operate. We're seeking out different content. And we're lucky that there's a lot of athletes, Tom Brady, Alek Manoah, Aaron Judge, etc., that offer up a lot to talk about. We figured we would project who or what we think will lead to a lot of talking and a lot of content this upcoming NHL season. We all have a three-pack. There may be some crossover, some overlapping, that's fine. But kind of how we see this rolling out, you know, once game one starts next Wednesday. So you guys want to start the party off? Oh, do you want to generally
kick it off? I always do. And I would like to start because I think my list is all-encompassing of everything. I don't know how there could be one thing that's not on my list. Should I go three up to
please
one?
Do. Now you got me intrigued.
Go ahead, yeah.
Number three, Cale Makar. Maybe the second most dynamic skater slash player in the world, and it's going to be every night on SportsCenter. Kara and Lindsay are going to be saying, you got to see this goal that this guy scored, or this play, or this skating ability. He took the league by storm last year, and he's only going to get better. There's going to be a lot of Cale Makar coming up.
You think we'll be talking MVP with Cale Makar? Like, that's the next step, is the defenseman winning a heart.
We've talked about it before. Noodles played with a guy, Chris Pronger, that won the Norris and the MVP the same year.
Yep.
And you know what the deal is, Hayes. Half the battle is to get the chatter going with the people in the media. And as soon as 2 weeks into the season, somebody, the tweets start and the pieces start with, this guy's the best player in the league right now and it's not even close, that thing just snowballs and gains momentum and the chatter keeps on going. Last year, look at me and you, Hazy. We started the Matthews MVP chant last year and he won the MVP.
That's
anyway,
right.
60 goals had nothing to do with it.
No, it was us. Oh, and
it was
I started
us.
That.
Yeah, you guys.
Independent.
Connor McDavid at number two. I mean, he's going to score. I think that he could be off the charts way better than he's ever been this year. What is he, 26 or 27 years old?
Not even that old.
No,
yeah,
he's 25.
25, I think.
25 years old. Science says from 24 to 27 should be your best year. Watch out, because this guy might be so ridiculous and skate so fast and score goals that are completely bonkers, leading off SportsCenter, just like my boy Cale Makar.
Mm-hmm.
I think McDavid could be so dangerous this year.
When does the bar get set, though? Like, at some point, you reach it. Like, 25, if you look back on Gretzky, like, 215 was his highest point season. Was he under 25? I know, but I'm using him as a comparison for a guy. Like, Gretzky hit the ground running like McDavid did, where I'm sure for like the first 5 years, you're like, wait till you see what he does next. At some point, it's got to peak. Like, at some point, you hit 92 goals in a season. You hit 215. Like,
In the next 3 years, starting this year, it could be bonkers off the charts. Not that the past hasn't been.
No, exactly.
Getting 100 points in 56 games is outrageous. But I think he could just blow the roof off the whole league this year.
Okay.
Let me just for context, you just said it, Hayes. It was 212. So he had about a 6 or 7 pack years where he went 212, 196, 205, 208, 215.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then he had a brutal season where he went down to 183.
183, 149, where there must have been injury.
But like, there's the peak, right? 85, 86. It's amazing that a peak was eventually, you know, succeeded by 183, 149.
He was 24 years old when he did that.
So he peaked at 24. Gretzky peaked at 24. McDavid's 25. Like, is it possible? It doesn't mean he's going to drop off. I'm not suggesting that. But is McDavid going to grow by leaps and bounds?
I'm just saying this year and the next two after, it could be bonkers off the charts.
Yeah. Right.
Even better than what it's been in the past.
All right.
Number one, and there's only a number one answer in this questionnaire / content list, and it's the Toronto Maple Leafs and everything that it encompasses. The GM, the goaltender they signed, the best goal scorer in the league, the players, the storylines. It's always front page. It's always what everyone is talking about. And no, I'm not doing this. This is not Leaf pom-poms. This is just truth.
Yeah,
they
bring
the content. They bring the content whether you like it or not. Whether the content is positive or negative, the Toronto Maple Leafs, like, they generally lead the way. It's a slam dunk. It's an automatic list.
That's a good list.
There's been two separate stories on cats of Toronto Maple Leafs. Jack Campbell and his cats and Nazem Kadri and his cat.
And Jamie got traction.
Got a lot of hits. Got a lot of hits.
Videos. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. All you had to say is Nazem Kadri's cat.
Yeah. And Jack Campbell just walking his cat. Yeah.
Exactly.
I read those articles.
I did.
Glee. I found them very intriguing. And I thought they were well written, and it was journalistic integrity.
Exactly.
On display.
All right.
Yeah, the Leafs. They are, uber content. Can you imagine if the equivalent of Jason Robertson was holding out as an RFA? Like, I'll bet you in Dallas, they're not, like, Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott have taken up 100%. I'll bet you no one in Dallas even knows he's not at camp. Like, there's a chance that no one in Dallas even knows he's not actually there yet. All right, Noodles, what do you have at number three for your content creators this upcoming season in the NHL?
Well, it's one coach in Calgary named Daryl Sutter who provides a lot of sound clips. I think their team is... They might be even better this year, just the way that they're built, but who knows? It's a pivotal year for a lot of organizations, I think Calgary included. But
Daryl always throw the whole team in there, Jamie. The players, the replacements,
everyone.
What Tree Living did. It's a good
everything all Calgary, but it's led by Daryl. And you're seeing right now early in preseason. Every little comment is being picked apart. Well, that's a shot at Johnny Goudreau. That's a shot at Matthew Tkachuk. To Foley comparison. One guy's won, the other guy hasn't done any. It's just there's always a little bit of content there when it comes to Big D talking. So he's my number three.
Okay, I like it. I thought you were going with a coach down in Philly there for a while, but
I did leave him off my list.
He may come up at some
point.
I think John Tortorella.
That's a good call.
Okay, who do you have at number two, or what do you have at number two?
I have Matthew Tkachuk. Because just like, he's a guy who likes to be front and center. He's gone from being front and center in Calgary and having comments like, I hate the Edmonton Oilers. He gets to Florida right away and says, I hate the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I want to be a difference maker down here. He makes no bones about it. Like, he was respectful to the Calgary Flames and said, I'm not going to sign an extension. Here's a list of teams trade me. Like, that's... it's kind of ballsy.
And yeah, it is.
He's put himself on the map that way. He's a flashy player. We love him. He's friend of the show. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a content creator when it comes to the way he plays and some of the comments that he makes in the media.
Number 19 on TSN top 50s list. That's where he ended up.
100 points last
year. Matthew
Tkachuk.
Yeah, he did. Now, he's playing with Goudreau and with Lindholm. I'm assuming he's playing with Barkov. I haven't seen the Lions down in Florida.
Yeah.
But... he had a great year. He's a great player. And, yes, he is probably single. He better be a content creator down there. For that kind of money in that market, it's tough to get loud in Florida. Yeah. Like, not a lot of people pay attention. It'll say something about him if the league's buzzing about Tkachuk. It's easy to do it in Calgary. It's another thing to try to create it down in Florida. All right, Noodles, what do you have at number one?
At number one, I'm doing the organization, the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, there should be. I know it's noisy in Toronto just because expectations, Edmonton's all that. We just talked about Calgary. What do you got for me, Winnipeg? What do you got for me, Mark Scheifele? Blake Wheeler, captaincy gone. This is the last straw for that core, for that group. Can they win? Can they get to the playoffs? Can they do what we, I say we, I'll say myself. They're a team that is... I've chosen them to be, one of Canada's best. They're a team that's going to go deep in the playoffs. A couple of years ago, they beat Edmonton. Then they get swept by Montreal. They had a run in 2018, but I expect more from them. Fell flat on their face last year. So what do you got for me this year? That's what all eyes will be on.
Greasy there if they have a garbage start. It'll get really greasy.
Yeah, exactly. It will.
Lots
Very
of noise
loud.
There.
Very loud. Okay, I like it. Yeah, listen, thinking outside the box, and I'm kind of doing the same thing here. Like, obviously, the Leafs, the Jets, the Flames, it's going to be a lot of content on that front. But in terms of where I see maybe this show going, other shows talking about the NHL, I think the Matthews versus McDavid content is going to be loud this year, because now they've both won Hart trophies. McDavid is going to be ranked number one. I think it's the consensus he's number one. I think Matthews is closing in on a consensus number two player in the league. If it's not him, it's Makar, Draisaitl, McKinnon. There's a couple other guys. But what these two have defined is no one can score points like McDavid. No one can score goals like Matthews. And they both play in Canada. They're both young superstars. And they're both on really good teams. So I think Matthews versus McDavid all year. It's always big when the two play each other. But I think just tracking them day in, day out, going back and forth against each other, I think McDavid would like 50-plus goals. I think Matthews would love to hit 120 points. You know, and I think you're going to see a battle that just continues to grow. And I think it's Matthews clearly chasing McDavid, but Matthews has a lot to puff his chest out with, right? Sure. He's the reigning Hart Trophy winner. He's got 60 goals. So I think the two of them are going to battle all season. I have the Vegas Golden Knights at two. Because, for a couple of different reasons. One, our boy Jack Eichel is back and healthy. And you talk about pressure. This guy had a cop-out for years in Buffalo because they were Buffalo. They sucked. They were awful. Weren't expected to win. Then he disappears because he's had surgery, and he demanded it out of Buffalo and a different type of surgery, and Vegas concedes to that. Now he comes back. He's healthy. They have no goalies, but they have high expectations. And I think Eichel's got to be a superstar. They got a new coach in Bruce Cassidy, who's a really good coach, but something went wrong in Boston on the way out. Like, something happened there that Cassidy had to go. And I think Vegas, for such a young team, I'll give them credit. They garner your attention. Like, the way they play, the expectations, what happens in net there. Again, I think there's a lot to it.
Who is stopping pucks there? Like, that could be the death of them all.
They traded for Aiden Hill, so it's kind of a three-pack there. But it's, Larry Brassois injured, and you've got Aiden Hill, and you've got Logan Thompson. And Logan Thompson
sounds like he's the one right now, isn't
he? He's a good, you know what, he's a good young goalie, free agent out of Calgary, 26, a lefty goalie, a little bit, unique, big guy, got skill, but... Man, he played a handful of games last year. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, go play on a really good... I think they're a really good team, but they were second in man games lost last year. Like, they had... Everywhere you turned, it was injuries and inconsistencies and a weird trade that didn't happen, right? The Dadanoff to Anaheim, and just they had a bad season last year.
And they'll be active too, right? Like, that's what the GM does down there. That's the mandate from ownership. They'll be making trades. They'll be playing games with 15 players. So it's not going to stop. This one, a little bit outside of the box thinking, but I think the tanking for Connor Bedard is going to be a chat that takes up a lot of oxygen. I don't know if he's going to reach Matthews, McDavid, Sid status in terms of hype. I don't get that impression. But I think he's going to torch the WHL. I think there's a lot of teams that are already tanking. And it's a reality of the NHL that every year there's seven or eight teams dying to bottom out. And when you have one prominent guy, especially if it's a Canadian kid, who will be at the World Juniors in Halifax and likely dominating that tournament, I think you're going to see a lot of teams throwing players overboard. And I think the draft lottery, that show is thoroughly entertaining. It will feel a lot like it did in 15, in 16. We're waiting to see, which teams are in on him. I think it'll be electric all year. And I don't think anyone's going to touch him for top spot. It's going to be pillar to post, Connor Bedard. And I think he's a name that everyone's going to know before he even steps foot in the NHL.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a big part of the chat this year.
I agree.
So, yeah. Get ready for it. Tanking for Bedard. You got to come up with
something. Is he really a kid? As good as he is, Hayes, is he going to put you 3 years down the road like these other superstars where it's like flip it around and start winning?
They're saying he's a superstar.
I think they're saying he's close to generational, like close. Like not generational is McDavid, Matthews, Sid, correct? Would Ovi be there?
Yes, of course.
Ovi too?
Yeah.
So, but like Bedard has the makings of more kind of leaning on that side than...
I think at a minimum it's the equivalent of what Kane was, Tavares was.
That's a good point. What did you guys think of this cat for Montreal, number 20?
He's got to go to the minors.
Yeah. It's a project.
I think he's got to start. Like, he's got ability. I did watch the game last night and even the night before. He's got ability. Like, I think he's going to be a really good player. He's big, strong. He can move for a big guy. His skating stride is a bit weird. He reminds a little bit of like Barkov's, kind of upright and kind of long stride. But I think he looks raw. Like, it just
he does. He's just he's not NHL ready right now. I'll tell you that. Like, he's fallen down. He shows flashes. He's getting crushed a few times. I've noticed him just exposing, like, opening himself up, and he's getting rocked out there, which is a dangerous game. I don't know. He doesn't look ready to play, which I did not think I would be saying that right now at this particular time.
I mean, it's there's no shame in playing in the minors. You know, there's no shame in getting some seasoning at that age. He's 18. Like, let him play another year. Like, Mitch Marner's a superstar. He went back to junior. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and now that's a – they've got the luxury with this kid because he doesn't have to go back to junior. He can play in the AHL.
Yeah, go sell some tickets up the road in LaValle.
It just – I think they're in a really good spot there. The expectation is not – they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. So go develop a young kid. Let him get – he's going to play NHL games this year, I think. I think they'll burn a year off his contract.
They might. Yeah, they might be able to do that.
But I don't think it's a situation where he plays 72 games and starts the first 10 in LaValle or vice versa. I think he's a guy who's going to get a lot of games this year at both levels and just get experience. But last night, I didn't like his back-to-back game. The night before, he was better, for sure.
Yeah, he's a project, which is it sounds strange with a first overall pick, but
really does.
That's what sometimes that's just the way it goes. You know, is you're not like first overall picks. You think of Sid, McDavid, et cetera, but there's a lot of them that just are not projected to be great, or they're projects. So.